man. He is a theologist. He has got so much information. He's a constitutionalist. He is going to help explain human behavior, the human impact on this planet, and where God comes into it. And with that being said, let me make sure I open the right line here. Okay, come on, open.
Unmuted.
Here we go. It's starting to open. Let me know. Let's see. Okay, hey. Dr. Tolbert, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me, Sally?
I can hear you perfectly. Thank you so much
for
joining us tonight. And you heard my frustrations about the Christians and the craziness of what's happening with our climate and our society and et cetera, et cetera. Please help me understand what's really happening here.
Thank you, Sally. I appreciate the opportunity. And for those that don't know me, I'm a retired master sergeant, 22 years service. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I got my doctorate degree in education in 2010 from NOVA. 2 years ago, I got my PhD from Logos University in theology and philosophy. And I just finished writing my 4 volumes of systematic theology through the spiritual eye, and I just formulated the new website, www.cfacs.com. And for those people that don't know who I am or what I do, I happen to be a messenger, and it's a slash word apostleship, and I'm teaching now in 45 countries, and Pakistan, Africa, Thailand, and other countries, and even tonight we have the Philippines listening, are finding that the opening the door of Christianity is a more important aspect of what's happening in the United States of America. Our population of America and a Christian viewpoint have reduced to 30%. So tonight, in opening, we're going to talk about the history and how the formulation of the world was generated. And for several years, we study and we work on the good, the bad, and evil. Now, we've heard of all those words and how we can be good, bad, and evil. One thing I find that a lot of people that do something wrong are not being forgiven or they're being chastised rather than put in prayer that they become born again. So as we talk tonight, let's talk about the society of the world that God created becomes born again, and we turn our life over to Him. Where do we stand with God is one of the problems we're going to face tonight. We're going to face the problem of climate control. We're also going to face the problem of the sun rotation every 100 years. And many people don't understand that climate does and is under God's control. And we need to think about that. We need to think about the humidity and how it's never been good care of the earth. It's fashionable that people blame modern technology and world population. In fact, however, our worst attitudes are clearly visible in prehistoric society. So when we get back to the book of Genesis that describes the creation of fall of man, the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible shows their spiritual origin and significance. This is an account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. And in the day when the Lord made the heavens, there were no shrubs, there were no fields, there was no earth, there was no plants, there was nothing to think about. And God had not sent the rain upon the earth, and there was no man to cultivate it. So we need to get back and think about that. Mist then started to formulate. And from the mist, the Lord formed man of dust and formed the ground and breathed into the nostrils of the man, and the man became a living being. The Lord God then planted a garden toward the east in Eden, where he placed a man whom he formed. Out of the ground, the Lord caused to grow the trees and all the things that came around us under Genesis 2:4-9. Let's not hang up on this too long for the day of creation or whether the story is historical. Let's cultivate it into the fact that many things that men did today are then what they did at Adam and Eve, and had they failed. Notice that God first made man from the dust from the ground, and he planted. And it's so important that we're losing our gardens and we're losing everything that we have that cultivates our atmosphere and brings about our oxygen, our CO2, and everything that's necessary. The man needed a companion, so God formulated Eve. And in formulating Eve through Adam, we see the fellowship that was involved in between man and woman. Well, we had an issue. We had an issue that Eve convinced Adam that they should eat that of good and evil, of the fruit. And in so doing, in Genesis 5:2, the two of them then destroyed all that was done by God, and they then became a human form, which we are now today. In their human form, they now had suffering, where Eve could give birth, but her birth would be in pain. So the pain that we're seeing is not only of woman, but the pain we're seeing of men and women. The pain that we're suffering because of our structuring and destructuring our society. We have destroyed everything that's going on around us, just as Adam and Eve did. But how did that happen? And what happened in the Old Testament when man was evil and totally destroyed? And then long comes in Hebrews 11:7, and we see in other places, by faith, Noah was warned what was going to take place. And in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. The only person that went out there and said, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to respect God. I'm going to raise my hands. I'm going to formulate and save the population. So he put together the animals, he put together the families, and he restructured. So the failure of Adam and Eve, the destruction of all society, the destroying of everything God put together, came under Noah. Noah then reestablished. He then went out and had to do all things as Adam and Eve. But at that time, the question was there rain or was there just the steaming from the ground before Noah came along? The question, there was no major storms. There were no hurricanes. There were no tornadoes. There was rain that came upon the earth, and the plants and the trees grew accordingly. And we see that this happened in Genesis 7:4-5 and Genesis 2:4-6 that mentioned that God created the earth for a particular purpose, but we're not organizing ourselves to maintain and protect it. And as we get on tonight to the show and we get into the fact that we're seeing the hurricanes and tornadoes and we're seeing all the destruction, even as we see earthquakes caused by man blowing into the ground and taking out the fuel and then the earth starts shaking. Or as Sally mentioned, the explosion of the device and causing the flooding and the historical negativism of all things around us. God created heaven and earth. The first thing is mentioned, the earth was formless. There was nothing there. It was dark. We had nothing to see. There was no one here. But he formulated for the purpose of the Holy Spirit, to indwelling of the Spirit, and he hovered it over the waters. When we look at Genesis 2 and we support the position of God that he created, he knew that having this water and creating this water would be necessary for the plants, the forest, and the food generated by man. Now remember, when we talk about Adam and Eve, they did not eat animals. They were just eating the vegetables and the fruit that was formulated on legally for them to indulge in, which helped their health. We know that after they got to the sixth day of the creation, that we were talking about Adam and Eve and how this all took place and how we are now seeing the generations. Are we the same as Adam and Eve as they were before Noah? Did we change our lifestyles? When you look at the country of Pakistan that has over large amount of non-Christians, and 3 or 4 years ago they were down below 1%, and now they're up to 6-10% Christianity. We look at Africa, where our storms come across the oceans, and yet they have 50-some-odd countries, and we're working with over 20 African countries that's changing their life back to God. But yet here in the United States, we are disrupting the entire society. We're changing to communism and socialism, and we're disregarding God completely. We're eating the fruit of negative items. We're not learning or teaching or doing in schools what we should be. We changed our whole things. When we wrote book number 4, The Hybrid Schools Interaction, we have to get back to our homeschooling. We have to get back to teaching our children how to work and about jobs. We have to go into creation. We have to go and know that there's a cycle that we are and have to adapt to. Things that we haven't seen and things that we haven't sighted under Hebrews 11:2. And we learn the faith of Noah and how God warned him and how the floods took place and how he did things. Are we doing that? Are we following the principle of our belief in God? Are we turning against God as did all the population prior to the storm? Are we taking on the same thing? Is God warning us? Even though God states there will not be the destruction of the flooding as happened under Noah, there is still notification to us that be prepared for the return of God and the loss of everything that you have. Many of us go into fear of our death, not looking at our resurrection, not looking at our glorification, not looking at the task and the assignment God laid upon us. We have to change so many things of our thoughts if we want to change the world back to the position that it was restructured under Noah or the population of Adam and Eve before they committed sin. How many sins do you commit a day that's disrupting this atmosphere and our climate? Are you, am I, the ones that are causing it? Not man through his political arena, not the chemicals and things that are being created, but are we as individuals the cause of the storms? And is a storm not only the one that we see outside coming upon our planet or the ones that are coming in our neighborhood, but is it the storm that indwells within you as you fail to follow God's word? We see and we have to look that we have to bow in front of the cloud. We have to raise our hands up in the air and we have to glorify, not ask God, but thank God for his protection. Thank God for his forgiveness because we are sinners. But are we still sinners after the transition of Jesus when he moved upon the cross and we became indwelling? Can we remove our sin by our actions and can we too turn our life over accordingly? What an impact would that have on the earth today? Would our storms be removed? Would our starvation be changed back into the days where we have the food to eat and we have the grass and things to do? Are we going to get back into our garden and in our work to formulate the oxygen? Are we going to understand the carbon dioxide that the plants are using and burning? And we're going to stop destroying our forest? Are we going to start planting? Why are we getting all of our vegetables and food from other countries? Why has the United States of America changed their whole procedures where we closed our farms? Is this why we have more storms? Because we don't have the oxygen, we don't have any of the fruitation that is necessary to protect our own country? Do we need to change the mannerism, the way we think, the way we speak, the way we work and what we do? We need to get back to God? Absolutely. We have to think about that if we're going to have the lack of destruction, we have to change our own. We have to not fear or dread or be looking at the anxieties. We need to turn our life over to God and thank him, not ask him. But know that you're there. We know God is ultimately in control of everything, not man. Scripture and clear, God is sovereign over everything in Psalms 115:3, including the weather. He's not only included you, the entire earth movement and creation was done by God. And certainly, it's only impacted by him negatively, but man is doing minor damage. Man is causing issues to turn against God himself. Man is trying to take power from God and put it on where man can control. Is man equal to God, or is God greater than man? Why do we find that there are people that believe in our society and our politicians in different countries, to include the United States, have turned away not only from our Constitution, but they've turned away from the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ? We certainly can impact things if we don't do things well, and if we don't follow instructions, and if we cut down the trees in the forest, and if we cause explosions, and if we go to war against what we call our enemy, which are all to be equal. Remember, mankind was changed where we had different nationalities, race, creed, and color, and religion based on man's failure. So if we failed and God created this society, why are we not bringing society back as one whole and one body of Christ? The word of caution is needed. Many Christians have to change their attitude of being in charge, but they have to get back into equality. God cares what he made when he made man. God cares for you. God loves you. God cares for his creation. He made it as a companion, as he provided Adam a companion. You're a companion to your neighbor. You're a companion to each other. Did you stand up and raise your hands? Are you going to be born again? God has commanded us not to be afraid. It's made a point before in many other Bibles, commands us not to be afraid. Over 365 times each day of the year, we need to understand God is our protector. We need to change the way we think about the storms. We need to think about the way we teach, and we need to get back. News headlines are filled with reasons for fear, rumors of war, and reports of natural disasters. Fear of global, uncontrollable elements, change leading to millions of desperate climate refugees coming in from all over different countries. God knew we would have many reasons to fear, just as the original audiences reading or writing scriptures did. Yet he still commands us, fear not. Why? Because he is in control, not man. Another reason we should not fear not should be obvious. We live in a day of fake news, fake bait and headlines, political-driven decisions, and the media is more than happy to present us the opposite opinion of what really is going on as we starve off the impending doomsday. Things are not always as they appear. There's a great deal of interpretation that goes into this climate, the science of climate control and changes. Hence, why models are more often when not simply wrong. So we should always exercise caution when the media begs us to panic and feel hopeless. We're not hopeless. We have the power as our neighbors to protect each other. We have the power to raise our hands to God and thank him, not ask him. Thank him for his divine protection. There are people whose time it is to return and to be born again and be then transferred back into the heavens. We cannot control God's wish that someone finishes their physical life and return to their spiritual life. But what we can do is help and provide each other as is our instructions, as Adam and Eve did to the plants and the animals. Why would we not do the same to each other? God has promised that the seasons will continue. After the flood, God made a promise to Noah and his descendants, which include all of us. While the earth remains seed time and harvest and cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease under Genesis 8:22. God has promised that he will continue to have seasons and that we will continue to be able to grow food. Will climate change? Absolutely. It has in the past, and it will change in the future. That may close off some areas to agriculture, but may open up new areas we're currently not using. But even if we eliminate changes, we know the prediction seasons will continue. Even if we don't look quite how they looked to previous generations and things as Sally discussed, generations did change. Our climate has changed. We are seeing better things going on and around us. Or is that because now we're populating? Or is it because we're failing? Or is it because God's putting his hand upon us and giving us greater protections? There's things that we don't understand about anything. Fear not, therefore, what he said to the sparrows, because you are going to be fed. So all the birds, all the animals under Matthew's 10:29-31 were being fed. But man and woman are the ones to do that. It's not important about the animals. It's important about the divine protection of the Lord Jesus Christ and our opportunity. We ask the question, how does this all impact climate? How do we correct it? Well, many of the radical politicians being suggested by alarms will have detrimental effect on the poor. For an example, one of the best ways to lift nations out of poverty is provide access to inexpensive energy. With the global rush for renewal and therefore expenses, there's ways of changing. Yes, God will provide us a new way. God will give us what is necessary. We don't need to reduce our population. We need to protect our population. This goes without the fact that many people don't understand God's creations for the use of commercial benefit is what he provides and the intelligence he gives. But then we saw the devil, and does the devil then lie in man, as in the book we see in Revelations, that the man has the voice and the thoughts of 666 of evil, and the man that is not born again will want to control and disrupt God's creation? How do we rest? How do we take care of the forest? How do we look after things? It is a complex issue, but it does remind us that if we want to encourage others to be good stewards of what God has entrusted us to be, that includes obeying another command from God to us, caring for the poor and the needy. That includes not enacting politics that may be perceived as good for the environment, but will be negative consequences on the poor. Instead, we must put the poor first, and the likely results as such politics would be that once basic needs are met, these individuals will be more able to turn their attention to bring good stewardess in creation. If you train and teach a poor person through school and education, they then become productive in the society and the community, and then the community then becomes more productive, and they're then able to feed, clothe, and shelter through their own work. It is important that we understand that God's word says that he's made promises to us, that we have to be the good stewardesses as Adam and Eve was applied to do, as Noah was applied to do. We have the same responsibility. We need to prepare when we see a storm. We need to pray when we see a storm. We need to thank God when we see a storm. And we need to understand why Noah was given the responsibility to reshape the entire planet. Are we going to be in that same position? Is there one family, one person, one group of individuals that will shape our world again? Or will it be us standing together in one body of Christ? Will we be able to hold our hands up, not as one member, but 195 countries that come together and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I fully trust and agree with you that I know that everything is going to be done correctly. Most stories that we'll hear about is the humans, particularly on carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas produced by our coal burning, our oil, our natural gas, in their zeal to protect the environment. However, a few activists stopped to question the data that supposedly links human activity to rise in global temperatures. Do we understand that global temperatures is rising controlled by God, not man? That God allows us to do certain things and protection us? That we have to understand the rotation and how things come together? Do we know that we're going to change our way of electricity in order to better establish and better protect us? The problem that exists in our society, created by man, has got to change. We have to stop being bad and extreme weather events and drought and fires and hurricanes and floods. We need to stop looking at the devastating of life of the planet and causing laws of human life and properties and crops. We have to change the way we think in our biblical worldwide teaching and our involvement through all the world. God has a plan for the purpose of the earth, and you're one of the members and you're one of the seeds that's going to change this earth. Do you understand who you are in your assignment? Have you went out and educated yourself? The earth is created as a safe home for human beings in a place where we are one body of Christ. We should share God the responsibility of caring for the earth. He made us a tool to work and did as we did with Adam and Eve. Yet we're finding man has given up. Man is not doing what is necessary. But God didn't create everything to go on vacation. He actively holding his creation together under Colossians 1:16-17, after Noah's flood, God promised the earth would remain habitable until the end of time. While the earth remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter day, we have to get together. We have to weigh all the factors. Only limiting our understanding and being ordained is creating a story. No God stories are being told all over the earth, where 4.5 billion years ago as a molten mass it was created. And yet today we're creating the same destruction that we had then as what we do and need to change our position on now. There's more that I could speak about. There's more we could talk about. There's hundreds and hundreds of documentations that we can get into. I'm reaching the 30-minute so limit that I want to speak to, but I want to bring you all together. You are born again. Today, turn around one time, raise your hands up into the heavens and say, Father God, I listen to your calling. I hear what you ask for me. I open my door. I will change the directions of the United States of America. We will become born again. We will respect you, Father God. We will reshape the creation up in America, and we will then all come together as one body of Christ as we expand our teaching on Christianity as we did hundreds of years ago back to all the nations, as we formulate the 195 countries becoming one body of Christ. In Jesus' name, Dr. Charles Frederick Tolbert. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Dr. Tolbert. Excellent information. And hopefully it's just making people